morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have two important events coming up here this Saturday. First of all, if you are planning to exhibit swine at the Cass County Fair or the Iowa State Fair this year, our Cass County Fair Swine Weigh-In is happening on Saturday morning beginning at 8 a.m. at the Scale House on the fairgrounds. More information on that can be found in our 4-H newsletter. 4-H and FFA members should plan to attend Swine Weigh-In if they plan to exhibit swine at fair this year. Also, our Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting our 2023 Spring Garden Seminar. While our early registration deadline has passed and our afternoon bus tour is full, we are still accepting walk-in registrations or registrations yet this week for our morning session. Our garden seminar features the theme of gardening for life. It'll be held this coming Saturday, April 1st, on the Cass County Fairgrounds at the Cass County Community Center. We start with a 8:30 a.m. registration, welcome at 9 a.m., and Aaron Stile, consumer horticulture specialist with ISU Extension, kicks off our first session. As a keynote speaker, he will be discussing late-season herbaceous plant care. Aaron's a host of a TV show, Gardening with Style, on Iowa PBS, and a regular guest on Iowa Public Radio's Hort Friday segment. Aaron has also had experience working for ISU Ryman Gardens and taught classes at the ISU Department of Horticulture. Aaron will rejoin us at the end of the morning for a frequently asked questions session, discussing some of the most common questions he gets as a consumer horticulture specialist, and taking a few questions from the audience as time allows. In between there, participants are free to rotate to lightning learning sessions. We have four topics to choose from, and participants will get to pick their top three from food donation gardening, gardening effects on your health, the pros and cons of installing pollinator gardens, and tips for gardening in small spaces. Again, all that happening beginning at 8:30 with registration, and our program runs from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., when we will adjourn for the day. All attendees will get a folder with handouts and information, as well as a variety of coupons good for dining and shopping in the Atlantic area at a variety of home garden stores and restaurants. We encourage you to hang out and shop and dine around Atlantic once our morning session concludes. The walk-in rate for registration is $30 per person. And again, you can stop in the office yet this week and pay that, or you can do that as a walk-in registration on the morning of Garden Seminar. We encourage you to join us for the Cass County Master Gardeners 2023 Spring Garden Seminar and learn all about gardening for life. Also want to share the custom farming rates survey has been released for Iowa this year, just last week. Many Iowa farmers do hire some custom machine work on their farm business or perform custom work for others. The survey also covers machinery rental and performance of other services around the farm. ISU Extension and Outreach annually publishes the Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey in order to help producers and custom operators examine the market when setting rates for their services. This year's survey, recently published, includes 94 responses and 2,621 custom rates for tasks related to tillage, planting and seeding, spraying, harvesting, farm labor, and more. New additional services added to the survey for 2023 include ground or broadcast spraying with a self-propelled tall crop sprayer and liquid fertilizer high clearance application with drop hose and Y spray nozzle. As far as rates in the survey, most custom rates saw an increase of 10 to 15%. Custom planting ranges from $12.50 to $45 per acre, depending on the type of planter and setup. Combining corn shows an average of $41.30 per acre, and combining soybeans averages $39.90 per acre, which are an increase of 12.4% and 10.7%, respectively. You can find all of the information for all of the different surveys that are indexed by stopping into the Cass County Extension office and picking up a copy of that survey or visiting the Ag Decision Maker website. And it is one of the top releases on recent news on that website. You can read the article to learn more about how that information was collected, or you can click and download a PDF to your computer so you can have that available whenever you need it. A few more other notes about that survey. The survey may lag increases in diesel prices and other inputs that change more frequently, which means for custom farming practices that involve these inputs, the costs may be even higher. Current survey assumed diesel prices would be $3.39 a gallon based on forecasts from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And as a reminder, the information in the survey is meant to be a starting point for farmers and businesses to engage in conversations and negotiations. It is not meant to set the rate for a particular practice or operator. It is an opinion survey and represents the responses of those who participated in the survey and should be used as a guide for discussion. If you'd like more information on resources from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, or to find out what's going on here in Cass County Extension, we encourage you to check out the ISU Extension website or the Cass County Extension website. Find Cass County Extension, Cass County 4-H, and the Cass County Master Gardeners on our social media accounts and follow for updates and tips as we move throughout our year. I also invite you to stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic at 805 West 10th Street, or give us a call anytime, 712-243-1132. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.